Yes. Now we've got a special guest in. He's been walking around with his rods.
Yes.
For the last little while, and I've got to admit, when I first looked, I thought, hello, it's Beadle. he looks like a handsome Beadle, doesn't he?
Younger version as well.
Oh yeah, much younger version. So we've got Tony Phillips in him. Last time you were in was a couple of years ago, and we were in an old shed out there, weren't we? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was when I was doing Island Treasure. We tried to get the island businesses and people involved in a treasure online and physical treasure hunt. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough people joined, and it had to close down in the end.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I know you put a lot of work and effort into it.
Yeah, it was 2.5 years.
Yeah.
No money, but there we go.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, same as you.
So have you had a facelift? Because you don't half look younger than the last time we've seen you.
No, it's because I decided at Christmas to go change of life, basically, completely back to what I love doing, which is dowsing, magnetherapy and Reiki. And I now take a month sabbatical on a regular basis just to charge my energies. And I just feel super, really.
Okay, just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone.
Yeah, right, okay. No problem.
Okay, that's better. And so you decided to do that this year?
Yep, I reopened, I used to be Care for Life, Care for Life, and couldn't get that back, so I've opened it as Care to Live, .co.uk, and I'm now doing the dowsing is one of the major things, because people just don't realise about geopathic stress points in places and workplaces and where you sleep.
Okay.
But I also do magnetherapy, which I've been doing since 1995. I used to fly out to Jersey and Guernsey, work in a clinic out there, met unbelievable people, you know, people that not on this earth, they float. They glide across the floor, and I've met so many people, and that's where I learnt about dowsing, and it's been brilliant, really. I've carried it on over the years.
And this is all to do with health, is it? You, what made you get into this in the first place? It's all to do with your health.
Yeah, basically I had 2 heart attacks back in 93, and it wiped me out. I lost a third of my heart. Nothing the doctors can do, no bypasses, stints or anything. It's live or die. And I've lived for 24 years and enjoyed myself. And the way I look at it is I've got to a stage in my life where I want to give back what I've learned over those years. And it was through the heart attacks, which to me were the best things in my life, because they took away the stress and worry of business and owning houses and things like that. And through that, I learnt so many different holistic medicines and ways of life. I went into Reiki, found out about my own body, and then magnetherapy that's kept me alive. I actually wear insoles and sleep on a magnetic bed, and wear bracelet for arthritis and in my fingers.
Wow.
And the dowsing is a natural progress as well, because it's major important to make sure that you are sleeping, working in a correct place, which is very safe. There's an organisation that has been studying workplace illnesses, and they've now recognised that there's geopathic stress points in workplaces. And as you know, I've just spent the last half hour checking out your place, and like
see
to
if
say,
there's any stress places here.
Yeah, no, well, you're both sitting in perfect places.
Oh,
that's cool.
But under you,
yes,
is actual stream, and it's 300 meters under the ground, and it goes right through the building from this window here, right the way through the building here.
So how do you know it's 300 meters down?
When you douse, it's quite hard to explain it, but basically you're asking the energies of the world to come to you and give you a signal. So I use dowsing rods, I also use a pendant, and I ask questions, and the world answers me, if you like to put it that way. Everyone can douse, by the way. Both of you could learn dousing probably within half an hour.
Right, okay.
If you've got an open mind. If you haven't got an open mind, then it won't work for you. But everyone can learn dousing.
Have you got an open mind?
Most of the time, yeah. Most of the time.
Because you told me you're superstitious and in certain things.
I am superstitious, yes. But I mean...
He's not wearing his lucky pants today.
Not today. Well, it's a Wednesday.
Don't wear them on Wednesdays.
On a Wednesday. No. Maybe a Friday or a Saturday, possibly a Sunday, but, you know. But, I mean, you probably do get people that look at you and frown and sort of say, are you for real? Because I'm sat here and my mum used to be into all kinds of these kind of things. So I'm one of those people that kind of, I don't dismiss anything. I take it on board and we look at it, and like many things, we look at it and we think, right, okay, do we believe it? Do we want to believe it? Do we go with it? I certainly wouldn't poo-poo it. I certainly, wouldn't push it away and reject it. But do you get people saying, "Are you okay, Tony? Do you get that?"
Yeah, very much so. When you actually show people, and you can actually find, let me just explain a little bit more. When you're looking, when I'm checking out houses or businesses, basically what I'm looking for is geopathic stress points. Now, basically what that is where underground rivers create, where the water's going through the tunnels, they're creating a magnetic force, electrical force.
Yeah.
This force is around about 7.94 megahertz. Now what happens is the natural earth's a magnet and all these forces are drawn into the atmosphere. So something 300 or 500 meters under the ground rushing through, this force is actually coming up through the ground right the way into the atmosphere. Now, when you get another river or cavern crossing this stream, it alters the...
Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds coming up through that stream, look. They're sending you a message.
<That's right. laughs>
You fraught the life out of us then.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to turn the phone off.
That's no problem. it actually changes the wavelengths of the megahertz, and you can get up to 250 megahertz coming out of the ground.
Right.
So, and also things like the environment, when you get streams, you also get chemicals in these streams, and in dowsing terms, you call them black streams. And the chemicals in the water actually change the frequencies. So it can be very detrimental to your health. So the main thing is where you get one coming, as you've got, right through the building here, if you get another stream coming at a 90-degree angle to that, they cross. And basically this sets up a geopathic stress point.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Right.
I call them hotspots.
I can remember. I was trying to remember what they were.
So have we got a hotspot in here?
You've got two outside.
Okay.
Where they are is actually not going to affect anyone, but I've mapped it out and I'm going to let you have the map.
Okay.
So we're doing some moving next week, so we want to make sure we're not moving anything onto a hotspot.
Yeah.
Is that what you would advise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I did a house in, you'll like this one, I did a house in Brading about a couple of months ago, and I found they had 9 hotspots in the house. It was a brand new house, and near the church. When I checked out inside the house, because I do with the outside first to find, and then I come inside to actually locate the actual spots, 7 of them were fine. They were literally each side of the bed, so they didn't have to move the beds. 2 of them were basically in the floor of the lounge, but because it goes straight up, it was in one of the bedrooms above, and where they had the bed, we actually moved the bed to the other wall so that bed, because it was right in the middle of the bed, so anyone sleeping there would have been affected by it.
Okay.
Downstairs, it was right where they had their settee. It was an L-shaped one. Now...
The settee?
Yeah.
The settee was an L-shaped one?
Yeah.
Just explain that to you, please.
Okay, so you got this L-shaped settee, okay? and there was two hotspots, one at each side. Now, in talking to the lady, I said, where do you sit on the settee? And she said, I sit there, my husband sits there. And she said, it's great, because 6 o'clock at night, we sit down, within 10 minutes, we're falling asleep. And I said, that is actually what geopathic stress points do. They drain your body of your energies. And I said, I don't recommend you sit there anymore. And they said, well, we can't move our settee, so we'll move our position. And I phoned them up about a week later and I said, how's it going? She said, great, got so much more energy, we don't fall asleep anymore. The only trouble is I've got to speak to my husband.
How brilliant. See,
I moved to the other side where the hotspot is when that happens.
See, I'm a believer, and I'll tell you the reason, because it's not rocket science when it comes down to it. Because there would be people that would be questioning it and so on and so forth. And yeah. I would say to those people, and I'm sure you may have said it as well, but I mean, you look at the tides, they're controlled by the moon. So I'm guessing in the same kind of way, the same sorts of things are happening.
Yep. Geopathic stress points are actually more prominent at full moon. When it's a full moon cycle, the actual ground is, the stress coming out of the ground is actually being pulled out more. They did a survey and they said that the atmosphere around the Earth is breaking down. Therefore, the effect of the sun on Earth now is actually creating more geopathic stress points. And it's getting stronger and stronger over the last 20 years, which all goes down to the atmosphere being polluted and everything.
Absolutely. And now, look, we're running out of time. So would you come back and do a whole hour?
Oh, yeah.
A lunchtime social debate very soon. We could either do next Wednesday or the Wednesday after. We're going to check our diary.
Yeah.
And that will be great, because I know there's an array of subjects that we've only just touched the surface.
Oh, very much so.
It'll be really, really fascinating to chat some more.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to plug in between?
No, if you want to keep up the information, have a look at the website, which is care2live, that's number 2, live.co.uk, and also on the Facebook page, which is Facebook Care to Live. I'm keeping an update now, and I'm back here for 2.5 months before I go away again, and there's lots of information. I'm organising a couple of speakers to come to the island. I had a fantastic weekend this weekend just gone with Christopher Strong MA, which was finding lost people and lost animals and objects and how to protect yourself in dowsing terms. Absolutely fantastic. It's all on the Facebook page about it, and he's agreed to come to the island to do a couple of speeches.
Brilliant.
Courses down here. So that'll be coming up on the Facebook page and everything.
Well, maybe if you come in and tell us more about that when you come in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have a whole hour to talk about it.
Yeah.
Just when you arrived, somebody said you were the 41st dowser, and now you've gone down to 39. Yeah. What's happened?
Right, well, basically, I'm very proud because 5 weeks ago, the British Dowsing Society of England, which is the official register of dowsers, accepted me. And I was number 41.
Sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Is that something else that's coming up that tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Banging
excuse
it.
Me.
I've just put my foot on the hole.
Yeah, it's all right. So they've accepted me, but since I was accepted, three of the dowsers who were on the register have come off it. So I'm the 39th.
Right,
dowser in England, officially recognised professional dowser.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was very chuffed about that.
Thank you for coming in. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get you back in for a whole hour in a couple of weeks' time. I think this is really interesting. And are you okay sat there?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm on a good spot.
She's not affected because there's no crossings. So I could actually take you outside, stand you on the hotspot.
Yeah.
And you would be within 5 minutes... I could do a test on you and you would see your whole energy drop.
You see, you thought it was like that normally.
Next time you come in, will you do that with both of us?
Yeah, okay. No problem.
We'll stand on that hotspot.
Fabulous. Yeah. Tony Phillips, and thank you for coming in.
No, my pleasure.